It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good evening, everybody, from Unitico Central School. It's time for high school football here on WCDO. Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller tonight. As we said, we've traveled up to Wells Bridge, the contest between the Unitico Spartans and the Sydney Warriors. Oh, another one of those things. We've said it so often, it sounds redundant, but it's another beautiful night for football. Boy, take advantage of it, because I understand there may be rain coming into the area again for the contest tomorrow. Who knows? So, Mr. Dave, we have ourselves a, we'll call it, Route 7 rivalry going on.
Absolutely.
And you know the tensions between these two teams, and I expect to see a rough, tough ball game.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be good. We've seen Unitico play. They looked very well. We've seen Sydney play. They're looking pretty good. I was just down on the field, and the footing so far is terrific. You know, there's one puddle out there in the middle. But otherwise, it's a delightful night if the Mosquitoes don't win.
Don't even talk about that. In Division 5, Green on top. Sydney and Unitico, or excuse me, Sydney and Unitilla Valley are winless yet in league play. And Unitico and Chenango Forks have both lost one game. We'll talk a whole lot more about that later on. The pregame show being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara, Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York. For the very best in pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call, 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, the players, and the fans from both of these teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups, a little bit more commentary on our pregame show, all coming up. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports at WCDO. This week's super specials include 80% lean fresh ground chuck, 3 pounds or more, only $2.29 a pound. 5 pound bags of white potatoes, buy one, get one free. 24 ounce Best Yet ketchup, 5 for $5. 48 ounce 80s ice cream, $2.99. 2 liter bottles of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, 3 for $3. And in the deli, Russer smoked Virginia ham, just $4.99 a pound. Plus, you can earn a $20 gift certificate if you spend $400 in groceries from now till November 12th at the Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Watch your totals grow at the bottom of your receipt each time you shop. Use it towards your Thanksgiving meal or whatever you choose. From your locally owned Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores, Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller back here at Unitico Central School. So if we look at the starting lineups for this evening's contest, we are going to see for the visiting Sydney Warriors, the quarterback starting tonight will be Patrick Vibbard. We've seen him before, a quarterback who is a sophomore, 5'9", 145 pounds. In the backfield, doing lots and lots of running, will be John Wingate, a junior. He wears number 12. Damian Zimmer, number 6. He is also a junior. And then a couple of juniors are going to be splitting duties or sharing the duties. That will be Nate McDonald, number 24, and Brandon Walters, number 22. If we look at the men who are going to try to snare footballs from the ends, we're going to be seeing a lot of Mike Ward, a junior, number 7, and Austin McCarroll, number 8. And then if we look at that interior line, you're going to be seeing Austin Dean, a freshman, Trey Crawford, a junior, Zach Nagies, Colin Brandle, and Brian Gray, all seeing lots and lots of duty for the Sydney Warriors. For the hometown Unitego Spartans, they are in green jerseys tonight with white numerals. They're being introduced right now. The quarterback will be Tyler Butler, number 8 in the backfield. Tanner Carley, Jake Jones, and David Van Alstein. The ends will be Travis Woods, number 80, and Cody Smith, number 5. And if we look at that interior line, it's going to be Kyle Short, Leland Slauson, Jordan Mayo, Justin Fisher, and Isaiah Johnson. If we look at either, if we compare these teams, we see that Sydney has a bit of an advantage in the center part of that line. If we look at the guards, the center, and the tackles, we're seeing 2.25, 210, 230, 270, and 220. You're listening to Live High School Sports on WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you. All open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich. Or go online to cataloguoutletonline.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get 2 slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Unitego High School, where we're just about a couple of moments away from the kickoff of this evening's contest, and we are going to be seeing, as we said, the Root Seville rivalry.
Yep, there's several of them on Route 7. We got Bainbridge-Guilford heading down there, and Harpersville even further down on Route 7. So we got the whole gamut covered.
It will be the Sydney Warriors kicking off to the Unitego Spartans. The Unitego Spartans will be defending the goal to our right, and the Sydney Warriors, I guess we would say this is probably not west to east, whatever, they're wearing their white traveling jerseys tonight, maroon pants, maroon helmets, maroon numbers, and we are going to have ourselves ready to go just momentarily. This is one of those sort of massive press box nights when we've got lots of people here, because both teams are filming, both teams are announcing, doing various things like that. So here we go. And it's going to be Nate McDonald who will approach the ball, and he gets good foot underneath it, and it's going to be way downfield, gathered in by number four. That's David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne across the 20, the 25, finally going to be brought down after he gets to the high side of the 25. They'll place it down about the 26 or 27-yard line, and the Unitego Spartans are going to try to draw first blood.
And Alstyne picks up about 11 yards on that return, but he got wrapped up, nowhere to go.
So David, way off to the near side this time. He's not going to figure in the action as they're going to keep the ball on the ground. It looks like they go to number 28 in there. That's Jake Jones. Jones is going to be hit immediately. He will lose about a yard on that play.
Willie Wright, number 66, 5'6", 210 pounds, got in there underneath everybody, and he blew up the play.
So second and 11, the ball right on the chalk at the 25-yard line, momentary official timeout. And now there's going to be a conference of officials. Apparently they want to make sure that they know who is going to be keeping the clock. The clock has not moved at all yet. It's still even up at 12 minutes showing on the clock, and that is what the officials wanted to say. Wait a minute, nothing is running here. Now we'll see if they manage to get the clock going. Tyler Butler in there. He's going to go to the right side this time, and it is not going to be great running room. He'll gain probably 5 or 6, as it was going to be Tanner Carley carrying the ball, and the clock still has not moved, so the official time is being kept on the ground, and we will be guessing at best until they manage to work out the kinks.
Oh, yeah. Carley picked up about 5 yards. Looked like he got stopped inside, but he bounced outside because he shook off that first tackler.
If you recall, down at Harpersville last week, it was the score that wasn't working on the clock. This time, it will be Butler who wants to throw. He looks out on the flat to the right side. His intended receiver, Cody Smith, was not able to get to the ball. And that will bring up a fourth and about, we'll call it 7. And the clock still is being, well, it's being watched. We'll simply say it that. It's not running. The pressmen here are trying to work on it. Look out. The ball is going to be snapped back. Dan Shelton goes and picks it up. Now completes a forward pass as he goes in there to Cody Smith. Now, there was a big broken play. There has been a flag on the play. And Coach Matthews on the near side says, decline it, decline it, decline it. We like our position on the field. What happened that time? That snap came back, and it was not a clean snap. And it was Danny Shelton who was running around trying to get the ball after it had bounced a time or two. He rolled way back inside the 10-yard line, and it looked like a huge loss. He finally got the ball away. Cody Smith had come back from where he had started to go to, came back, got the completed forward pass, and he was hit immediately at about the 25-yard line. So the Sydney Warriors will be taking over at that position.
You know, he had so much time, you figured there had to be an offensive lineman downfield, but they weren't.
Damian Zimmer split way off to the near side. He will not figure in the play as the ball is going to be kept on the ground. John Wingate tries to get a little bit of running room. Wingate gets a pickup of about 3, possibly 4. The ball is just high of the 20 at about the 20 and give it a foot or two. The clock still not running here at Unitego. We are in the opening minutes of play. Unitego has had one possession, and that's all we've got. Going in the motion, Austin McCarroll. The ball will be kept on the ground as they'll try to punch it through on the left side. No great running room whatsoever.
gain on that play, maybe of a foot. Number 63, Jordan Mayo for Unitigo. Again, from the defensive line, he scored it through there off of his block and made the hit. Pat Vibbard comes to the near sideline, gets the play, now comes back in. They're going to have Mike's Ward split to one side. Off to the near side is going to be Zimmer. The play will be kept on the ground, and going right up the middle with it is going to be number 22. That is going to be big Brandon Walters, 215 pounds. He will punch it across the 20-yard line down to about the 18. It'll bring up a fourth, and we'll call it three. Good crowd here tonight. There are more fans lining the fences than there are sitting in the stands at this point. This is one of those nights when you want to be moving. You want to keep the blood circulating. Just a little bit chilly. Vibber now goes off on the flat to the right side. His intended receiver down there was going to be Zimmer, and it falls out of his reach. And as a result, the Unitigo Spartans take over again on downs from the 19-yard line.
And they're still, you knew he was going to go for it on fourth down. I mean, they were way down there inside of Unitigo territory. But no good. Unitigo takes over.
And once again, it is going to be the official clock on the field. As I said, we've had one complete series of downs for each of these teams. No first downs. No continuous running of the clock. The ball is going to be snapped, and it's coming back to Butler. Butler running to the right side. He's going to be driven out of bounds. He went in there to ball carrier Jake Jones, and it's Jones who's going to be ridden out of bounds. Butler number 8, Jones number 28. Gain on that play of inches. Second, and we'll still call it 10. The ball located just about at the 20-yard line. Down at about the 19. Off to the near side this time. It's going to be one of the receivers, but once again, the ball is not going to be thrown at all. It will be Butler who will hang on to it. He'll gain a yard at the most, getting the ball across the 20 to just inches high of the 20.
Butler took a direct snap. He was about 3 yards deep, and he faked a handoff to a running back slashing in front of him, hoping the defense would bite on it, and then he ran to the left, but no good, man. The defense was right there.
Third and 8. The ball, as we said, at about the 20 and a half yard line. Butler taking the snap and wants to pass, and he has an arm, and he throws it all the way out to the 45-yard line. Kellen Komenda made a diving attempt. He couldn't catch up to the ball, as Butler's arm that time was just too strong, and it becomes a fourth down, and still 8 yards to go for the first down.
I think Butler had a little bit of case of happy feet there. He had a little more time than he thought he did, and he rushed the pass.
The ball is going to be again bobbled by Shelton, but this time he will not have the opportunity to pass, as he is going to be hit in there at about the 10-yard line. Big Colin Brandle, among others, who came in to bring him down. For the second time, that snap went back to the intended kicker. That was Danny Shelton. But Shelton was unable to get the ball. It was a little bit slow on the snap, but he couldn't cleanly field it. And by the time he was ready to go this time, there were people all over him. First and down, Sydney, man in motion. It comes back to Vibbard. He goes off in there to Nate McDonald. McDonald is hit by the Unitigo Spartan line. I do believe I saw something thrown. I don't know if it was the flag or the marker where the ball was.
Just a little beanbag to mark the spot. A lot of action going on after what you thought was the end of the play, but there was still a lot of pushing and shoving and digging going on in there.
Gain of a long 2 on that play. The ball is spotted down between the 5 and the 10. We'll call it at about the 7-yard line.
They still have the line markers up, so McDonald carries again, gets down close to the five, no farther as the Unitego Spartan defense just stiffens. They still have the line markers up, so it looks like that series started at about the 11, and they can get the first down without a touchdown, but boy, there's not a whole lot in there if they ever do get a first down. You'll only have to go inches. I know we're on a visiting sideline, and unfortunately for us, that puts the chains and the ball marker on this sideline, which is a tougher angle for us to see. Third down. Still about five. The ball is this time going to be carried by Brandon Walters. Walters gets very close to first down territory, and now they're going to say it was jarred loose, and diving on that ball is number four, David Van Alstine. And Van Alstine will now turn it over to the Unitego Spartans.
Just a little extra effort. You know, you try to dig for a couple extra yards, and that's a lot of times that's when the ball comes out.
Spartans take over the ball, first and 10. The ball spotted at about the 3-yard line. They are still working on the clocks here, the time being kept by the officials because the clock is not running at the field. So the Spartans come out. Tyler Butler in that backfield. He is now going to get a man moving. And now he's ready to go, and the snap comes back, and he immediately goes in there. This is going to be who? Tanner Carley, perchance. Let's see. Wait until he gets up. No, they're going to say it was a keeper by Butler himself. Butler greatly enhances the field position. He picks up about 9. That gets him out to, we'll say, a little above the 10-yard line, probably the 12.
Yeah, so it's second down and about 1 yard to go, and that gives the offense a lot of breathing room. You know, they got options here, but they are deep in their territory, so they want to be careful with the football.
Tyler Butler, 6-foot junior, 188 pounds. He has definitely grown into that quarterback position. He's going to send a man in motion. Now the snap comes in, and the handoff goes in there to number 9. That is Kellen Komenda. He is a sophomore, 5'10", 145 pounds, but he will get the first down as he moves the ball out close to the 25-yard line. And the Spartans take over, first and 10 at that point. Tomorrow it will be Deposit Hancock in a game down at Harpersville. We will have that for you tomorrow afternoon. That is a late start. I'll tell you more about it in a second. Look out. Handoff going in there to Tanner Carley. And the big senior workhorse picks up about 5 as he gets up almost, well, now they're going to say just across the 30-yard line. Give him a gain of 6. He still has 4 to go. The SATs are given tomorrow, so as a result, that will be a 2:30 start, not a 1:30 start tomorrow, and it will mean that we'll be on the air at about 2:20, and probably that will give the rain time to arrive. The snap is going to come back. Ooh, look out. This time it is going to be Tyler Butler running himself with the ball. He should have the first down as he is across the 35-yard line to about the 36, and they give the signal, and they say that gain is enough for the first down, and the Spartans now have it first and 10 from the 39-yard line. And considering they started this drive back at about the 3, that is very good breathing room now. Man goes in motion, and that is going to be Jake Jones. And Jones gets the football. He'll pick up a yard as he gets to the 40-yard line. They're going to put the end of that football right on the chalk mark. Gain on that play only of about a yard.
Number 2, Cody Bourne on the stop.
Well, now everybody is getting into the act trying to get our scoreboard working here. They're going back. Root cause analysis right here. Butler. Oh, going to keep it himself. He handed the fake off. He faked the handoff. That was a good one. And then started to go from there, but the Sydney Warrior line was waiting for him, and they were not going to yield. And as a result, he is going to be pushed back. Loss on that play of about a yard to the original line of scrimmage. So it brings up a third and 10. Going to the far sideline now is going to be Butler. Butler talking to the coaches. Now is ready to go. Comes back in.
Ball's about on the Unitego 38-yard line. Wish I could tell you how much time is left in the first quarter, but we can't.
Danny Shelton splits off to the near side. The ball is going to be now thrown in the air. Complete, I believe. Let's see. Did it bound out? It was grabbed down by Cody Smith over on the far side. It is complete. It's a gain on that play up to about the 42-yard line, but that will bring up fourth and long yardage. Fourth and we'll still say seven. And a kicking situation. Danny Shelton now has had snaps that came back that were not cleanly fielded the first two times. This time, it's a line drive right into his hands, and
he hits
a line drive football. The ball will be gathered in there by number 12, Johnny Wingate. Wingate now across midfield, across the 40, finally push out of bounds at about the 35-yard line, and the Sydney Warriors take over in Unitego territory.
I think that was Quinn Barnhart for Unitego. I thought that was going to go all the way. He had the sideline, but Quinn Barnhart was the lone Spartan that was able to stop him and push him out of bounds.
Split out to the far side. Mike Ward, the junior, off to the near side. It's going to be Damian Zimmer. The snap comes back. Vibbard hands it off immediately in there to number 8, Austin McCarroll. McCarroll will not get any running room as he will get to the 35-yard line, about the length of the football inside the 35. Gain, we'll say, of less than 2. So we are now seeing a certain amount of frustration on the part of the people who are trying to repair the clock here in the press box. Time being kept on the field. That ball being snapped back to Vibbard. Oh, Vibbard shakes off one man, blowing through to get a hand on him that time. It was going to be big number 73. That is Isaiah Johnson. But Johnson couldn't get his hands on Vibbard. Vibbard picks up another 2 or 3 yards. The gain on that was only about 2 yards. He got down to the, we'll call it the 34-and-a-half-yard line, but that could have been a loss had Johnson been able to make this stick.
And Johnson was holding his side like he had gotten hurt, and then he just trotted off the field.
Ward and Zimmer split out to the respective sidelines, and the ball is going to be fired by Vibbard down to the near sideline to Zimmer, who will gather it in, and it's going to be first down, Sydney Warriors.
Nice pass, nice catch. Zimmer, for a minute there, the ball popped out of his hands, but he held on for the catch and a first down of about 12 yards.
So the ball's marked down just inside the 25, about the length of the football inside the 25. And now they are saying to people not to move the line markers yet. And that may very well be the end of the quarter. I'm not sure.
Yep, man.
Now everybody is moving. So since we don't have the clock, we really can't see. But it appears to be the end of the quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobble, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Curry Graves, along with Dave Keller, is the opening moments of period number two here at Unitigo. The first play is going to be illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors, and before a second clicks off, we are going to have 5 yards marched off against the Sydney Warriors. Pat Vibbard comes over now to pick up a play from the coaching staff. He goes back into the huddle. We still do not have the clock on the scoreboard working, but it's gone from 12 minutes to 42 now. Man goes into motion. That's going to be Wingate. The ball will come back in there to number 22, Brandon Walters. Walters doesn't get much running room as he is going to be stacked up. And let's see, they're going to say a slight gain on the play. We'll call it second and 14. Second and 14.
You might want to give Austin Dean credit for that that slight gain, because he leaned in on the back of the pile and kind of pushed it forward. Not supposed to do that, but he did.
The ball being marked down at the 29-yard line now. Splitting out to the near side will be Mike Ward. Man goes in motion. That's going to be Zimmer. Dropping back is Vibbard. He's got lots of time. Now he puts the wall way into the air, and there you saw an arm that we haven't seen from Vibbard before. He threw on the run from the 30-yard line and almost threw it out of the end zone.
And he was running to his left for a right-handed passer. That's kind of difficult. What a difference a week makes. A week ago, Friday night, in a driving rain, they were pass happy. They were throwing the ball, but their hands were so wet, and the ball was so wet, they couldn't hold on.
This time it's going to be Nate McDonald split out to the near side. Zimmer off to the far side. Long count. Now the ball comes back to Vibbard at the 35. He wants to throw. He goes down to Zimmer on the right side, and Zimmer steps out of bounds immediately. Looks as though he was about at the 20-yard line. He may have already been out of bounds by the time he got it, because they're going to bring the ball all the way back to the original line of scrimmage at about the 29. Fourth and 14.
Okay.
Vibber bringing in the play again. Goes back into the huddle. We're seeing Brandon Walters and Nate McDonald shuttling plays in and out. They're both doing duty in their running back position, along with Zimmer and Wingate. Now Vibbard wants to throw. This is a wobbly pass going way up into the air. Two members of the Unitigo Spartans, and they just bat that ball away. Going up was, among others, Tyler Butler. I don't know who the other man was. I believe back in there it may have been Jake Jones, but I don't see that exactly. David Van Alstine, you say?
I'm thinking maybe number four, but I'm not sure.
But they just simply batted the ball away. It was down inside the five. They certainly didn't want to intercept it there.
No, they did the smart thing. So, kudos to their coaches for that.
So they'll take over at about the 28-yard line. Coming out of the huddle now will be Jordan Mayo. He is the man doing the centering today. Snaps the ball back to Butler. Butler left side. Ooh, man, he just keeps on going. Great second effort, as he will get up to about the 35-yard line before they finally manage to crunch him down. He is across the 35. Gain on that play of about 7. Hard-earned
yards. Absolutely. He got grabbed in the backfield, but he broke away from that, and then he got smacked by a defensive back coming up hard, and he rolled off of that one. Woo!
Here we are. Scoreless ball game. Sydney Unitiga, second period of play. As we said, we have the clock being kept on the field, so we really don't know what it is. John Wingate, let's go with Tanner Carley, maybe? It may be, number 32. I saw the two in there. Carley, a senior, 5'11", 186 pounds, will pick up the first down as he gets across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And they move the chains on the near side. We will see both of these teams coming up later in the season. We'll tell you more about that later, including Sydney going up against the Green Trojans. That will be an interesting contest. Ooh, hard hits out on the field as Tanner Carley moves that football, gets up to about the 44-yard line, a gain of a yard before he is finally crunched. We'll give him two on that play.
Number 54, Brant Gray for the Sydney Warriors defense. In on the bottom of that pile. Nice hit.
Kellen Commenda off on the near side. The snap is going to come back. Tyler Butler goes off to Carley. Tanner Carley moving up close to the midfield stripe to about the 49-yard line. That will bring up a third and an awful long two.
Like I said, the footing on the field is pretty good. I was walking around down there earlier, and it's not slippery, it's not wet. So far, so good.
A big crowd here tonight, but most of them not in the stands. Most of them walking along the sidelines. Jake Jones split out to the left side, dropping back in lots of time. Woo, the ball is going to be tipped away. Tipped away by number 12. That was Wingate. And coming in underneath it was Nate McDonald, and McDonald gets the ball. So you could almost give an assist on that one to Wingate. And now they're going to say, or it's going to say illegal procedure against Unitigo.
We had a flag at the beginning of the play, and it was depending on who it went with. And Sydney will decline and keep the football.
No, they're going to say
during the play.
I was going to say they were offsetting penalties here. So the ball will be put down at the 39-yard line back in Sydney territory. Sydney will have the football. Scoreless ball game, second period of play here on Friday Night Football on WCDO. It is going to be Austin McCarroll in motion, and now he is going to get the ball, because Patrick Bibbard hits him like threading in the eye of a needle. And he is going to be hit immediately, but across midfield at the 41-yard line.
Well, that was a nice pass. Zipped it right in there.
First down, Sydney Warriors football. So first and 10 from the 41-yard line. Split off on the far side now is going to be number 6. That's Damian Zimmer. The play will be kept on the ground. Carrying it will be Brandon Walters. Walters will get very close to first down territory as he rumbles now across the 35 to about the 33. Gain on that play, we'll call it a long 8.
Yeah, I like the way he runs, too. Both hands on the ball, shoulders are lowered, and he runs hard.
Damian Zimmer once again split to the far side. The ball going to be kept on the ground to Walters, and Walters, who did such a great job of running the last one, will now get to finish the job and get the first down as he picks up a 3, and the ball is right at the 30-yard line. Harry Graves and Dave Keller, scoreless ball game, second period of play here at Unitigo this evening.
That's Sydney's first down rushing of the night.
Off to the near side, John Wingate, and the ball will be handed off to Nate McDonald. McDonald tries the center of the line, gets no running room at all. He may get a yard on that play if the officials are generous. Now they're going to put the ball down just inches over the
30-yard line. Gain, we'll call it a one. Not too generous, but... So after the Unitego Spartans had put on a good drive, now it is the Sydney Warriors have had an opportunity to get a first down. Long call, Vibbard drops back, goes off to the near side. He has number 7 in there, that is Mike Ward. Ward will have the pass, good reception, and it is going to be a gain of about, I would say, 8. Let's see.
Well, that's real close. They knocked the guy down that was holding the first down marker, so he just let it drop and got out of the way.
Now they're going to say, let's measure it. So we have a very quick pause while they walk to the near sideline. As we mentioned, we will have a delayed start in the contest tomorrow. That will be deposit against Harpersville, down at Harpersville. That was originally scheduled to be at 1:30. Now it is going to be a 2:30 start. And then we're going to be right back here next Friday for Windsor in town for homecoming. And then our Saturday game next week will be Bainbridge-Guilford at Walton. Lots of good football coming your way here on WCDO.
They spotted that Mike Ward pass about 6 inches short. Nate McDonald took the carry and blasted it across for a first down.
It may be short, but now they're going to say this first down for the Sydney Warriors. The ball down at the 20-yard line. Vibbard looking both ways. Now has ready to go, and he's just going to follow Nate McDonald, but he can't follow things clearly enough, as coming in very quickly was going to be Big Jordan Mayo. Mayo scrambling to hold on to the ball carrier, and he throws him down for a slight loss. Second, and we'll call it 11.
Yeah, you said Pat Vibber was scrambling out there trying to get some yards, but he couldn't scramble fast enough. Jordan Mayo just ran him down from behind.
Vibber getting the play from the bench. Now is going to send Mike Ward way out to the near side. Damian Zimmer far side. The ball going to be brought back to Vibbard, who's going to go way deep and almost has it picked off in there. Picked off by Unitega's number 24. And the ball was really going to be, it was more to an advantage to take the ball back where it was. So he lets it go. That will bring up now a third and about 11. The ball remaining at the 20-yard line. Vibbard once again getting the play from the bench.
All kinds of wide receivers, two on both sides.
Dropping back. It's going to be Vibbard. He throws again on the run. This time complete in there. As he goes down, I believe they will say that is Mike Ward. Yep, number 7, Michael Ward. A 5'11", 155-pound junior coming up off the bottom of the pile. He's got a first down. He is inside the 10 at about the 9. We'll call it first and goal to go from there. Scoreless ball game. Second period of play. We made mention before that the time is being kept by the officials. There's a faulty clock up here. So we are about midway through the second period of this ball game. Nate McDonald carries, tries to get ahead of steam, can't quite do it. He is going to be brought down in there by Tyler Butler, brought down hard right in the center of the line. He does pick up a yard or two inside the 5 now at about the 3.
Yeah, he's right down there. They're definitely knocking on the door. Tough to tell from this angle, but that looks like it's, about the 1 yard line.
Pat Vibbard will have the ball, second and goal to go from about the 3 yard line. The ball is going to be snapped back over Nate McDonald's head. McDonald comes back and falls on the ball across the 15 yard line. We'll see where they put it down, but definitely a big defensive play for the Unitego Spartans. Because of that bad snap, now they don't have their backs to the wall. And with that, we are going to have the Sydney Warriors take timeout. So we will pick it up, third and goal to go from about the 15.
when we return. You're listening to Sports on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Friday night football for you. Harry Grace and Dave Keller here at Unitigo High School. Well, as we said, a bad snap for the Sydney Warriors now moves the ball back to about the 15-yard line. Ooh, that ball came back to McDonald. And McDonald, for the first time tonight, we saw a slip on the field as McDonald tried to explode to his left, couldn't quite do it. He is going to be dropped back now close to the 20-yard line. Fourth and goal to go from there.
And the Unitigo defenders were quick to fill the hole.
That was the first time that I've seen a ball carrier slip on the field. But McDonald did that time. So now we have a fourth down situation. Scoreless ball game midway through period number two. Now the whistle comes in the shotgun. The ball going to come back to McDonald. McDonald's going to roll to his right, and he goes into the air and finds Austin McCarroll. McCarroll was down the right sideline, very close to the goal line, and he goes up in the air, and McDonald manages to hit him. So that one, we'll call it about a 20-yard pass from McDonald to Austin McCarroll. And drawing first blood in this ballgame, the Sydney Warriors. They lead in this ballgame now 6-0. The score is up on the clock. Now the snap comes back to McDonald, and McDonald throws it in the air, and let's see, he was going in there to John Wingate, and apparently he had not crossed the line of scrimmage. So it is going to be a completed PAT forward pass, and that will make it an 8-0 ball game. So the Sydney Warriors have drawn first blood late in the second period of play here at Unitigo this evening. You're listening to live Tri-Town Sports on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
After a scoreless first quarter of this ballgame, the Unitigo Spartans finally gave up a touchdown to the Sydney Warriors here midway to late through period number two. 8-0 is our score right now. Nate McDonald has that ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Everybody's lined up and ready to go. And now they're just waiting for that whistle to blow.
Yeah. Everybody's just kind of, okay, come on. What's the holdup here?
There is no obvious reason for it. So anyway, everybody will have that time to take the extra breath. Remember, we have ourselves a 1:30 start time in the game Deposit Hancock at Harpersville tomorrow at about 2:20 airtime, 2:30 kickoff time. So now, finally, Nate McDonald manages to get the ball. It's going to be that's Van Alstine underneath it, and the ball squirts through his hands. David Van Alstine cannot hang on to it. One of his teammates comes in and falls on it at about the 25-yard line, and it will be Unitigo ball back in their own territory. Now they'll finally spot it down at about the 28.
Plays like that are exciting because even though you see someone fall on it, you don't know if they've gained control of the football, and there was a mess.
Good crowd lining the fences here at Unitigo tonight. The ball kept on the ground, running to the far side. Who's that going to be in there?
Boy, that was a good, tough run.
I believe that was Jake Jones, number 28. Since I don't have an 18, I guess that... Oh, no, Danny Shelton's 18, but I still don't think that was Shelton. So that ball moved up for about a 7-yard gain as he'll get up across the 30 to the 35. Now Butler ready to go, and he's got Carley, and Carley will be very close to first down territory as the big workhorse stays on the ground, slightly off to the left side of the line, manages to get up close to the 39-yard line. They'll untangle the mass of humanity and then make the call from there.
It looks to me like he's got the first down.
Well, they're going to spot it down, and I believe now he'll eyeball the ball. And I believe they're going to say, officials, timeout, bring those chains in, let us measure. So they're not going to assume anything. Anytime you have a game where you have a rivalry game, you don't want to hear people carping later on that, well, that was and you didn't measure, so they're going to take the time, bring the chains in. We will know very momentarily. The ball was spotted down, and now they are going to say it is good for the first down, good by less than the length of the football, so it's a good thing that they did measure. Tanner Carley, who is always good in the clutch, just simply put his head down that time and said, I've got to make three. He made three in about 6 inches more than that. Well, now the clock says 2 minutes, so we don't know if it's right yet or not. Passing situation, the ball is going to be over top of the outstretched hands of the intended receiver. I believe that is going to be Danny Shelton who is down there. Nope, number five, that would be Cody Smith. Smith, a senior, 6'1", 180 pounds.
Trying to use all of that 6'1 on that pass.
Now they did click off time that time, so I don't know if this is correct time. We hopefully will have things going so we can tell the time at the third and fourth quarters. Dropping back is going to be Butler. Butler off to the near side. The man who was intended to get to the ball was Jake Jones. It was slapped away by one of the Sydney Warrior defenders. It goes as a big, long strike and nothing more.
Yeah, number 40, Tyler Budine sniffed it out. It was a little screen pass out to the right. Tyler Budine stayed right on the receiver and just knocked that ball away. Nice play.
Third and 10 from the 39-yard line. Unitigo trying to get something going. The Sydney Warriors lead in this ball game by an 8-0 score late in the second period of play. Snap comes back to Tyler Butler. Butler intends it to go off to Cody Smith. Smith can't reach down low enough to get that one. That was right at his shoe tops. So that will bring up now a fourth down and long yardage.
Number 32 for Unitigo. I'm not sure who he is, but what a nice block.
Tanner.
I was looking. Nice block. He upended Jared Covey coming in.
Kicking situation. Danny Shelton drops back. Another clean snap to him. He gets it off. John Wingate will manage to get underneath it and get it. And Wingate gets up to about midfield before he is met by a couple of green jerseys. And he is brought down hard at that point. Quinn Barnhart in there on that stop along with a couple of other teammates. So the ball will be down at the 49-yard line over in Unitigo Spartan territory.
Wingate picked up about a 15-yard punt return on that. That's a pretty good chunk of yards.
Patrick Bibbard. Drops back, wants the pass, has Zimmer downfield, and Damian Zimmer complete and goes forward to about the 35-yard line. So he will gain about 14 on that play. Well, it shows 1:28 on the clock, and if they have it fixed, then that is what we have remaining here in period number two.
Sydney still leading 8-0 over Unitego.
Snap comes in high. Bibber grabs it down. He wants to pass. He has Ward. Leads Ward a little bit too much. And Mike Ward can't catch up to it. Finally falls off on the right, on the left side down in front of us.
Pretty good coverage on that play by Cody Nichols from Unitego.
Nate McDonald coming into the ball game. We said that Brandon Walters and Nate McDonald, a pair of juniors, are going to be sharing running back duties today. McDonald out right at the moment. Interesting enough, both of them happen to be in. When we say they're both sharing duties, they both happen to stay in the ball game. We've got a timeout on the field as the Sydney Warriors use one of their timeouts. They lead in this contest by an 8-0 score. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zycam Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Unitego. Late stages of period number two. Sydney leads at 8-0. Snap comes back to Patrick Vibbert. He wants to pass, but he throws it out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. The intended receiver that time was Wingate. He couldn't catch up to it. Even closer to it was one of the Unitego Spartans, but the ball was clearly passed out of bounds.
Patrick Vibbert hanging tough in there. He threw the ball and took a lick from number 54, Unitego.
Ward off on the near side. That is going to spread out the Unitego defense. Now the ball comes back to Vibbert. He wants the pass. He goes, and it's going to be slapped away by one of the Unitego Spartans. One of those big green hands came up out of the crowd and slapped that away. And Vibbert, who had a receiver downfield, couldn't get the ball that far. Vibbert coming off to the near side to talk to the coaches, says a very quick word, now runs right back into the huddle.
And order has been restored to the universe. The scoreboard is working.
We have 4th and 10. The ball spotted down at the 35-yard line. Vibber takes that snap. Ooh, and he throws it right into the hands of number 8. That is Tyler Butler. Butler gets across the 30 to the 35-yard line. Gets across to about the 37 before he is grabbed. And whoever grabbed him got a hold of his jersey. That would not rip away. And as a result, he stretched it out about as much as that nylon would go, and then it snaps back. But the Unitego Spartans have the football, 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line. Something under a minute. The clock here at Unitego shows 48 seconds on the clock. Sydney leading in this ballgame. It was scoreless through the first quarter. And then about midway in the second period, they finally got a pass through, and that's been good. Butler wants to pass. Whoop, look out. We are going to have Nate McDonald who grabs it, and this could be another touchdown. Yep, it will be. Nate McDonald intercepted that one back at about the, we'll call it the 37-yard line. And Nate McDonald has himself a 37-yard pass interception. And that will up the score to now 14-0. Nice job. He just stepped in front of the pass. You know, he's trying to return the favor. So now they're going to quickly get things set up for another PAT attempt. So the Unitego Spartans now finding themselves in great need of defense, and it's been a fine game so far. Look out. It will be Nate McDonald who runs. He tries to pass. That pass is not going to be complete. It was very low. So it's going to be a no-good forward pass, and our score remains the Sydney Warriors 14, the Unitego Spartans 0. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Dave Keller here at Unitego High School. Nate McDonald has that ball teed up at the 40-yard line. He holds his hand up and now is ready to go. Approaches the football, low swiggling kick, and a whistle will blow. The man right at the 40-yard line who is watching that ball probably saw somebody cross that line before the ball was kicked. And as a result, illegal procedure against the Sydney Warriors. And the ball will be moved back to the 35-yard line. They'll tee it up and try to kick it again.
I'm curious if they're going to squib kick it again or try to boot it deep.
Yeah, now they teed it back up at the 40. And now the line judge is going to say, no, wait a minute. He hands it back to the football player. And now Nate McDonald tees it up at the 35, holding on to his side, but I have a feeling he's holding on to probably his rib pads. Now approaches the football and kicks it again. And again, it's going to be a low-line drive. It will be gathered in by number 12 for the Unitego Spartans. That is going to be, let's see, Quinn Barnhart?
Yeah. That was a nice snag. It took one of those funny football bounces, but he picked it clean.
30 seconds remaining, period number two. It is a 14-0 ball game. The Sydney Warriors leading the Unitego Spartans. In the first of a weekend pair of games, the one tomorrow will be starting at 2:30. That will be Deposit Hancock at Harpersville. We'll have that game for you on WCDO. The Unitego Spartans, the ball snapped back to Tyler Butler. Butler has all the time in the world. He passes it intended down there for number five. That is Cody Smith. But Smith was well protected, let's say.
Yeah, he overthrew him just a little. You know, Unitego intercept the ball with only 48 seconds to go in the half, and you're thinking, oh, that's not much time. But it only took Sydney's defense 12 seconds to score a touchdown on an interception.
25 seconds remaining in the clock. Period number two. The ball snapped back again to Butler. Butler going to keep it himself. Gets across midfield down to the 46, now to the 45. He will be gaining about 8 on that play. 14, and now they're going to call timeout for the Unitego Spartans. That maneuver just simply to stop the clock so they can get one more play in. We mentioned earlier that we would be right back here again this next week on a Friday night. Windsor will be in town. It'll be homecoming weekend. We will have that game coming up for you at 7 o'clock next Friday on the 7th of October. And then we will be on the road for a long trip going over to Walton to take on the Bainbridge-Guilford at Walton contest. That a week from tomorrow afternoon. As we have lots of league games coming your way in the days ahead. Now the conference is over. 14 seconds showing on the clock. Unitigo with the ball at the 45-yard line in Sydney territory. Up over the ball is going to be the center. He snaps it back to Tyler Butler. Butler goes off in there intended for number 5, Cody Smith. Smith had that ball right in his mitts, and it popped out and falls to the sidelines.
Only 10 seconds left. You can bet it's 4th and 2, and they're in Sydney territory about the 45-yard line. You can bet they're going to go for it.
Long huddle this time. The clock does not stop until they snap that ball. So Jordan Mayo now up over the ball. 232 pounds. He snaps it back to Butler. Butler now is going to be hit, and he will be hit by 3 different members of the Sydney Warriors. That time he wanted to pass, and it looked like he was going to get the pass off, but all of a sudden that whole white and maroon line just collapsed on him. And as a result, the Sydney Warriors will take over on downs with, get this, 3 seconds showing on the clock. The ball in Sydney territory at the 49. First and 10 Warriors. And Vibbard now going to be right up on in the very tight formation and drops his knee to the ground, won't try to do anything. So with that, we have the first half of this ball game coming to an end. It is 14-0, the Sydney Warriors leading the Unitigo Spartans here at Unitigo tonight. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on your station for sports, WCDO.